Alô?
Alô, David Cabé.
Hello, who's speaking?
Hello, David Cabé. Yeah. Hello, Gary. It's just been giving you a call from MMA Legal. We received an inquiry in regards with Weeding and Saul Children's Home.
Yes,
A few other ones, yeah. So you should really get that sorted before you get the claim underway. Now's a good time for you.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Okay, not a problem then, Gary. So just to confirm, I've got the name of Gary Riddle. That's your name, isn't it? Riddle with two Ds. Yeah?
Yes, But my name at the time was Robertson.
Robertson, let me change it on there for you. Yeah. So that'll be down as your previous name, so that's perfectly fine. Now, Gary, with these claims at the moment, we are doing very well with them. Now, we are getting an average of around £45,000 back. Now, I know that doesn't make what you've been through any better, but like I say, it's just some recollection that what you went through shouldn't have happened, okay?
Okay.
Now, Gary, could you just confirm for me your date of birth, please, pal?
It's 14/12/71.
14/12/1971. Just your door number and postcode where you live at the moment, Gary?
Is 37, and it's Foxtrot Kilo 2, 7 Sierra Uniform.
Perfect, let's have a look for that one. Is it River Street?
Yes.
Yeah, perfect, no problem there, Gary. Now, like I say, we're going to ask you a few questions, Gary. It's going to obviously make the claim for you. So there will be questions in regards to yourself, your siblings, and your parents as well. So just to start that off there, who is your local GP surgery at the moment, Gary?
It's the Wallace Medical Centre.
Wallace Medical Centre?
Yes, it's W-A-L-L-A-C-E.
Yep, perfect. I've got that on Farnhill Road, yeah?
Yes.
Yep, perfect. No problem. Let's get the information down. Let's get a second there, Gary. Okay. And just to confirm there, we've got down 254 Farnhill Road, Falkirk. Okay. Now, Gary, how old are you at the moment?
I'm 54.
54, okay. And what are your parents' names, Gary?
Our parents are deceased now. It was Maureen Janice Hughes.
Maureen Janice Hughes.
Yes.
Yep, and your father?
And was Robert John Youngberry.
John Youngberry, yeah. Yes. Okay, and do you know where you lived prior to going into care?
The first time I was in care, it was from a village called Tullibody. T-U-L-L-I-B-O-D-Y. Yep.
And what was that, sorry? Was that the name of the place where you lived?
Yeah, Tullibody was the place I lived before going into care.
Okay, perfect. Yes. No problem. And have you got any siblings at all, Gary?
Yes.
Yeah. And what are their names, Gary?
I've got two sisters. It's Kirsty Ann Hughes.
Kirsty Ann Hughes, yeah.
And Leanne Berry.
Leanne Berry. Okay, that's fine. And were you cared under, was it Tullibody local authorities?
It was in Stirling Council.
Stirling Council. Perfect. Okay. And how old was you when you went into care, Gary?
I was 10, coming on 11.
10, coming on 11, okay.
It was 1981 to 1990. Pardon?
Yep. Was that in Weeding's Children's Home?
That's correct, yes. That was my first one.
And then after that, did you go into Ballachinrain?
Ballachinrain, West East School, yes.
Yep, and then Rossi Farm Secure Unit.
Rossi Secure Unit, yes. On Montrose, yes.
And I've got Bruceville Children's Home as well.
Yes, that was the last one in Bannerburn.
Okay, so that's fine. So I've got those names down. That's perfectly great. In regards to a beneficiary now, so Gary, if something was to happen to you, God forbid it does, and you weren't able to collect the money when they get the compensation for you, who would like to list as your beneficiary?
Oh, I've not really got anybody.
We can put nobody if you like. It can.
Yeah, I've not really got anybody. Yeah.
I've got
my sisters and that, but I didn't really. I've not spoke to them for mega years.
Yeah, no, understandable. And Gary, what was the reason why you went into care, pal?
I'd been sexually abused and I was running away all the time.
Okay. And was the police involved with that, Gary?
Yes.
Okay. So, Gary, this is your statement now. So, actually, if you need to take a moment, let me know. It can get quite sensitive. So, when you were placed into Weedings Hall Children's Home, what was the kind of abuse you were facing there?
I was just getting locked in the room all the time and smacked up the back of the head. I just treated as if you were, Ken, you were just screaming out for help and like nobody was listening to you.
Okay, try to get... Okay, and what about when you went to Ballyconrain? Was there anything that happened?
That was kind of the same thing.
Yep.
Basically got told we were nothing when we were up there. There was a certain member of staff up there who was like he used to get called Hitler. He was like a mini Hitler.
Yeah, no, understandable. I can imagine some of these people in these children's homes are real horrible, to be fair. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
They shouldn't be clearly in that. They shouldn't be in that role at the end of the day. You know, if you're not going to care for the children,
yeah.
Why do you apply for the job? So in Rossi Farm now, so Rossi Farm Security, was it the same kind of things there, or was there anything different?
Actually, Rossi was actually okay.
Yeah. Okay. We'll leave it.
They treated you a bit more respect, and you had routine and everything up there, because you were, I know you were locked up there anyway, locked in up there, but it was.
Yeah.
It was a better regime, and they were treated better.
Okay, no problem. And what about Brucefield Children's Home?
Brucefield was absolutely brilliant. It was just the first two, eh?
Just the first two, okay.
Yes.
Right, I'll put a few more notes on that then, so... Okay, so there is two things that you require from you there, Gary, to get this claim started. Now, one of them would be a picture of photo ID, so either a driving licence, bus pass, or a passport.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Can be any of those. And then we also need a letter just to prove your address. Now, a letter just needs to be dated in the last 3 months. That's the only thing it requires.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Bear me a moment. Just 1 second, I'll get it.
And where do you send that to?
That's what I'm doing now, Gary. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to send over a quick message on WhatsApp Messenger. I notice you use it on your phone, so that's great. So I'm going to send that over to you in a moment. And all you need to do, Gary, once I send this over, is just simply take a picture of it and pop it into the chat. So bear me a second. License.
I can't actually do it in the moment. I'm not actually at home.
No, that's fine. Just when you get a moment, Gary.
Right, okay.
And a letter to prove your address. Okay, so I sent you a quick message, like I say, on WhatsApp, Gary. So once you get a moment, all you need to do is open the message, click the camera, take a picture of, say, your bus pass if you're using that, and then put any letter you've got dated in the last 3 months. Once we get that back from you, Gary, we'll then send over our document, which gives us authority to pursue the claim, and, of course, go to the relevant departments and, you know, get the relevant documents we need for the case from the local authorities, and then we can proceed with the case. So when do you believe you'll be able to send that ID over there, Gary, just so we can go to stage two, and then, actually, once we've done that, we'll just get it signed off, yeah?
Probably in the next hour.
In the next hour. Okay, Gary.
Yeah.
Perfect. I'm here till around 6 o'clock anyway, so that's not a problem.
Okay.
So, Gary, like I say, once I receive the document from you, I'll give you a call, and I'll just let you know the next steps, and obviously I'll get a document signed by you. All right, pal?
Okay, cool. That's cool. No problem.
All right. No worries,
thanks very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right. Okay.
No worries,
bye-bye. Bye.